Zogt die Mishnah daf memtes omed beis. Ketzad mezamnim. Towards the bottom of memtes omed beis. Ketzad mezamnim. What's the nusach of zimun when you have three people benching together? Zogt die Mishnah b'shloisha oimer, when the three people, so the mevarech says, nevarech, meaning nevarech shalchan mishaloi. B'shloisha v'hu, when the three people besides him, meaning this fall together, so then instead of nevarech, you say, oimer, borchu, meaning Baruchu Shalchan Mishaloi, instead of Nevarach Shalchan Mishaloi. Likewise, Zok the Mishnah, Ba'asora, when there's 10 people, so the Nusach changes to Shem Hashem, Oime Nevarach Elokeinu. Ba'asora Vahu, when there's 10 people besides him, so you say, Baruchu, meaning Baruchu Elokeinu, Shalchan Mishaloi. Echad Asora, then the Mishnah says, Echad Asora ve'echad Asora Riboy. There's no difference. When you moist of Shem Hashem, there's no difference if you have 10 or you have 10,000. You always are moist of Shem Hashem once you're above 10. Now the Mishnah says, and this L'chor is another Shita, like we're going to see soon, there's a Machlokes in the Mishnah, if the Nusach changes after a certain number. We just finished saying now there's no difference. You always moist of Shem Hashem. But the Mishnah over here suddenly says a different Shita. And that's going to be your Machlokes of Bekimen and Yosek Lili. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, b'meyo, when there's 100 people, so the Nusach changes, hu oimel, what does he say? Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu. Not just Nevarech Elokeinu, Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu. B'meyo v'hu, when there's 100 plus him, 101, so you say the same Nusach, instead of Nevarech, you insert Baruch Hu, so you say, Baruch Hu Hashem Elokeinu. B'elef, when there's 1,000 people, hu oimel, he says, Nevarech Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Be'elavahu, when 1,000 plus him, Oimer, Baruchu, meaning, Baruchu Lashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. Be'riboy, when it's 10,000 people, Oimer, Devaruch Lashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvokas Yosh Vakurim, Alamozet Shalchalnu. Be'riboy, v'hu, when it's 10,000 plus him, so you say the same Nusuch, but instead of Nevaruch, you say Baruchu. So then, Be'riboy, v'hu, Oimer, Baruchu, meaning, Baruchu Lashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Tzvokas Yosh Vakurim, Alamozet Shalchalnu. Zok the Mishnah weiter ke inyan shu mevorech, meaning whatever the mezamin says in the bracha, kach oinim achrov. That's what the kohol, the people that are answering, say likewise after him. Meaning, we just finished saying a whole nusach of nevorech Hashem alekeinu lekei Yisrael lekei tzvokas yesh vakurim. So they say, boruch Hashem alekeinu lekei Yisrael lekei tzvokas yesh vakurim al hamozen shelchanu. Meaning, just like by our nusach, we say. Nevorech shachalnu mishaloi, and the call answers, Boruch shachalnu mishaloi uftorcheinu. So, likewise, in that nusach, whatever the mezamin says, the call answers likewise. Now the Mishnah continues and explains this shita that it changes based on the amount of people, which was not what Tanakama said. Tanakama said that there's no difference between 10 or 100. You always insert Shem Hashem and nothing changes. But this shita that it changes from 100 to 1,000 to 10,000 chulu. Is machlokes Reb Yosef Aglili and Reb Akiva that the Mishnah says now? Zok the Mishnah Reb Yosef Aglili Omer lefi roiv akohol hem avorchim, meaning the bracha is dependent on the amount of participants. She ne'emar, like it says in the pasuk, b'mikhalois boruch elokim Hashem mikol Yisrael. B'mikhalois is in a reference to the kohol that's gathered. That's how the bracha is. B'mikhalois boruch elokim Hashem mikol Yisrael. On that, Rabbi Akiva says, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Ma'amad Sinu Be'Beis HaKnesses, just like by the shul, by Kriyas HaTorah, the person, the Mevorech says, Echad Merubim Ve'Echad Mu'atim, it doesn't make a difference how many people are in shul. You say the same, Baruchas Hashem, Zog the Mishnah, you always say, Oimer Baruchas Hashem. So likewise by Zimun, it shouldn't change when there's more than a certain amount, it doesn't fluctuate the bracha based on the amount. Once you pass 10, and that Rabbi Shmuel argues on Rabbi Kiva on this last Nakuda, that in shul you don't just say Baruchas Hashem, you say like we do, Baruchas Hashem HaMavoyrech. Zok the Mishnah Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Baruchas Hashem HaMavoyrech, correction. It's not Baruchas Hashem, it's Baruchas Hashem HaMavoyrech. But on Kabbalah, we have a clear machlokes in the Mishnah over here. Avada, when the three, it's Abayis HaNevorech. When it's Shloisha V'hu, so the Nusach changes to Baruchu, according to the Tanakam in the Mishnah, and we do not change the Nusach. When it is 10, everyone agrees, Moisef Shem Elokeinu, Shem Hashem. And the question is, Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds that when 100 or 1,000 or 10,000, the Nusach changes too. because of Mikhalos Baruch Elokim Hashem and Mikor Yisrael. Zog the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, the Oilam al Yotzei Adam, as Atzma Min HaKlal, meaning never remove yourself from the Klal. So Baruchu and Nevorech is that difference, meaning Rabbeisa Nevorech, you're including yourself in the Klal. Nevorech, let us bench. So that's why we hold, don't differentiate between 3 and 4. Shloish Avuhu doesn't turn into Baruchu. Baruchu connotes, Baruchu implies that you are not part of them. Baruchu, you, Mevorech. Now the reason why the Tanakhama holds the changes is because it wants to show that Shloish Avuhu, the Shloish Be'etzim can be Mevorech without this fourth person. So Baruchu is Hashem, you Be'etzim can be Mezamen, 3. Because you have 3 without me. But Zog the Gemara that Shmuel says, Lo'olam al Yotzei Adam es Atzmo min HaKlal. By saying Baruchu, you're saying you're not part of it. That's being Yotzei Atzmo min HaKlal. So remain with Nevorech. Do not change to Baruchu. Zog the Gemara, Tanan, I'll bring you right from our Mishnah. B'shloish Shavuhu Oimer, Baruchu. It says that the Nusach changes by Shloish Shavuhu. Is Mashma that what? That you take your Yotzei Atzmo min HaKlal. You say Baruchu. So what are you saying that you shouldn't? Zog the Gemara, Eima. Dafnu Nomad Aleph. Eima Af Baruchu. It doesn't mean say Baruchu only. It means you also can say Baruchu. But I've added it's better to be, not to be Moitzi Atzim in Achlal. Umikomokim Nevorich Odif. So Drashi, Umi Utoib Lelias Mechalam Mevorchim. I'm not changing that Nekuda. Avada Shmuel is right. La'olam al Yoitzi Atzim in Achlal. And Nevorich is better than Baruchu. We're just saying that you could say Baruchu Af Baruchu. Zog the Gemara, I'll bring you a riot that Nevorich is better than Baruchu. Why? The Omer Av Adeba Avo Amri Be'Rav Tanino. The Mishnah we learned later on in the Mishnah. Shisha Nechlokin. If you have 6 people part of a Zimun, so the Be'etzim they can split up into 2 groups of 3. Now, if you hold that 3 plus 1 says Baruchu, so then you're being memayat the din of Baruchu. If Baruchu is better than Nevorech, so Kozman, there were 6, they said Baruchu. Now that you're taking 6 and splitting them into 2 groups of 3, they say Nevorech. So if Baruchu is better, then how would you allow 6 to split into 3? Must be that Nevorech is better. And that's why 2 groups splitting into 3 say Nevorech, and 6 also is better to say Nevorech. And that's why they can take a split. Zog the Gemara, Tanino, this is the Raya, Shisha, it says Shisha on Nechlokin, and also 7 on Nechlokin, and 8, and 9, Ad Asorah, until 10, because 10 since you're Moisef, Shem Hashem, so you can't be Cholik anymore, you can't split. If you split, you're losing Ad Shem Hashem. Zog the Gemara, Iyamet Bishlomo, Nevorich Odef, if you say Nevorich is better than Baruchu, Bishum Hochi Nechlokin, I understand why 6 can split, because you're remaining with the Baruchu, you're remaining with the Nevorich, I mean. You said Nevorich by 6, and you split into 2 groups of 3, you also remain with the Nevorich. Eli Yamrit Baruchu Odef, but Baruchu is better, and 6 said Baruchu, so am I Nechlokin, why do we allow 6 to split into 2 groups of 3? You're losing out the Baruchu. And Allah Shemami know that Nevorich is better than Baruchu, and that's why we allow 6 to split into 3. Zog Dumora, El Alav Shmamino, Nevorich Odev Shmamino, Nevorich is taka better. Zog Motan Yami Hochi, we learned similarly in the Braisa, Bein Shoma Borchu, Bein Shoma Nevorich, Ein Toif Sinoi So, Yalkach. Meaning both the Shonis are good. Mechaptem Nisht, when he said Borchu and Nevorich. Vanak Donim, those that are more medactic, Toif Sinoi So, Yalkach. They do jump on him. When you say Borchu, it's better to say Nevorich, because Borchu being Moitzi Atzman Aklau. Zog the Gemara, other diyukim that we find in Birchas Hamazon, umi bichoysof shel adam nikorim tamat chochmim loy im lav, from the brachas that a person makes, you can recognize if he's a tamat chochm or not. Ketzad, Rabbi Oimer, for instance, if a person says uve tuvoy chayinu, he's a tamat chochm. But if he says umi tuvoy chayinu instead of a beis, he says a mem, so then he's a boor. Boor means an amaoretz. He's like a field that's boor, a ledik a field. He's a boor. He's empty. Why? Because saying mituvoi is coming to diminish the shvach of the Eibishter. You're saying mituvoi. I only nana a little. I only received a little. Mituvoi chayinu. I only received a little from his from the Eibishter. That's terrible. That's amagatzes. Omle abay l'rav dimi v'oksiv. What do you mean? Mem is a chisaron to say when you say a lashon of mituvoi. In fact, the gemara v'oksiv it states in pasuk. Umi bechoscha yevoyrach beis avdechal oilam. So it says clearly a lashon of mi bechoscha. So it's a lashon of mi bechoscha. So why are you saying that it's a boor? Zog de gemara, b'she'elo shayni, there's a difference. When you talk about the shvach, the praise of the Eibishter, then don't say, I received a minimal from the Eibishter. That's a boor. But when you're talking about a bakosha, you're requesting from the Eibishter, then you're allowed to request minimal. From your minimal blessings, we're asking that the Eibishter should be mevarech us. That's what the pasuk over there says in Shmuel. That's what David HaMelech asked from the Eibishter. So then, Taka, you can ask minimal, because you're asking. Request, Taka, say mi birchoscha. Shvach, then you say uve tuvoy, not umi tuvoy. Sheila shayni. Frek di gemora. Sheila nami hoksiv hachef pichov amaleyu. You tell me by Sheila you should ask for minimal. It says clear in the pasuk and tell him, hachef pichov amaleyu. Meaning that you should request as much as possible, and not minimal. When it comes to Torah, so then hachepichav amleyu. Then there's no holding back when it comes to request. But when it comes to other things, it's takumi birchoscha. Then it's requesting minimal. When it comes to the shvach, then it's uve tuvoy and not mi tuvoy, because you can't minimize the toiv that, and when you talk about the shvach of the toiv that the Eibishter gives us. Zog mar tanya Rabbi Omer, uve tuvoy chayinu. Hariz tamat chochem. We say uve tuvoy chayinu. That's the right nusach. However, when the person says uvetuva chayim, harei zabur, because that connotes it's mashma that uvetuva chayim, that not us, we're excluding ourselves. Uvetuva chayim, with the Eibishter's goodness, he brings a fourth life, but not chayinu, not ourselves. So you're excluding yourself. That's amaratzis. Now habeloi masni ipcha. He said punkt fakert, meaning you're supposed to say uvetuva chayim, meaning that the ganze welt is chay because of the toiv of the Eibishter. Not just us that are being mezamin. So, Gemara v'leis hilchos kanabeloi. The halacha is not like that, but rather you say uvetuvoi chayinu. So, Gemara Omer Rabbi Yochanan, the voich shalchal mishaloi. Likewise, other nuschoi diktukim in the nusach. A person should say the voich shalchal mishaloi. Hakiz Talmud Chochem. However, if he says lemisha chal mishaloi. Nevorech lemisha chal mishaloi. Hakiz a bur. That implies that you're thanking the person that served you the food. You're eating in a restaurant, you're eating by someone's home, the balabos, nevorech lemi shechal mishloi. It's not lemi, it's not the person, it's shechal mishloi, it's the Eibishter. So if you say lemi shechal mishloi, I raise a bur. Zog di gemara, omer l'rav acha b'rei d'rove l'rav ashi, v'amrinon, we all know, we say na'agodah shel Pesach, the end of Magid, lemi she'anachnu laviseinu, meaning we say, l'ficha nachayim lahoydes lahalal, lemi she'osa laviseinu v'lonu es kol anisim ha'elu. So it seems to say, Lemi. We just said you shouldn't say, Lemi shachal mishloi. You should say, Nevorech shachal mishloi. Lemi shachal mishloi seems to imply the balabos that's serving you and not the Eibishter. So why do we say when it comes to the Nisim at the end of the Haggadah that Leficha anoch chayovim, Lehoidos, Lemi shachal mishloi, Kol Nisim elu? So we see that there's no chesaron in saying the word Lemi. So come on, there's a major difference. Omalei, hosam mucha milsa. Over there, it's obvious you're talking about the Eibishter. You're talking about nisim, miracles. Man ovid nisim kutchabrichu. Who does miracles? Not the balabos serving you. So when you say, when it comes to nisim, lemisha osala v'seinu v'lonu, it's referring to the Eibishter. Then you can say lemi. But when you're saying on food, devorech lemisha chal mishaloi, that implies the person that served you, and that's why it's a boor. Zog ma omer abyechanon. Baruch she'achalnu mishaloi, harei zeh talmud chochem. Meaning, the people that answer Baruch she'achalnu mishaloi, that's the right way, that's talmud chochem. But if you say, Baruch ala mozoin she'achalnu, meaning on the mozoin, and not mishaloi, not Baruch she'achalnu mishaloi, but Baruch ala mozoin she'achalnu, harei zeh bur. That's amaratzes. So Tosfos says the chisaron is when you say, ala mozoin harei zeh bur. The mashman mevorech lebalabayis hamachiloi. Again, when you say alamozoin, it seems to imply the balabayis that's feeding you right now. The ilu rachman, if it's going on the Eibishter, lomu maskim mozin, beloy mozin yesh harbe levorechoi. Meaning when you say boch shachal nemishaloi, so it refers to everything that the Eibishter gives us. But when you say alamozoin shachal nemishaloi, it's minimizing. When you're masking mozin, Tosfos, beloy mozin yesh harbe levorechoi, there's a lot to be mevorechim. So that's why ala mozoin is limiting the bracha that you should be saying to the Eibishter. It's not just on the mozoin, it's on everything that he gives us. Rashi says, Alamozen shechalnu v'loy katoni mishaloi, meaning alamozen shechalnu, it's the chisaron is in the shaloi, meaning that you're not saying from the Eibishter. That's where it's implying that it's a amaratus, it's a bur. Meaning either you're not saying the mishaloi part, or the chisaron is that you're mentioning the mozen specifically. Zog di gemara, Omer avu nebrei avishua loy amoron ela b'shloisha, meaning that you shouldn't say alamozen shechalnu by three. The lake of Shem Shemayim, when you're not mentioning Shem Shemayim, Shem Shemayim, you only mention in 10 and above. However, Aval Ba'asoga, when you're mentioning Shem Hashem, the Ika Shem Shemayim, so Mucha Milsa, then it's Mucha Milsa, that even if you say Alamozen Shechalnu, even if you don't say Shaloi, that you're referring to the Eibishter, because you're mentioning Shem Shemayim. There's no tzad that you're referring to the Balabos that served you when you mention Shem Shemayim. Kedetanana, bring a raya from a Mishnah that says, the Mishnah that said, it said in the Mishnah, "Kein Yeshu Mevarach Kachoinim Achov, Baruch Hashem Alekei Yisrael Alekei Tzvokos Yoishev Akuvim Alamozen Shelchalnu." Over there says Loshav Alamozen. We don't pass like that. That sheet of Rabbi Yisrael Lili that it changes by 10,000, by 100, by 1,000. But the Loshav over there is Alamozen. But you're mentioning Shem Hashem, so there's no chisaron of Alamozen. Alamozen is not a chisaron. Tosis said Alamozen is a chisaron because it seems to apply only Mozen, nothing else. Meaning the balabos that served you. But once you mention Shem Hashem, there is no problem. Zok the Gemara Raya from our Mishnah Alein. Because the Mishnah says that Ke'inyin Shu Mevorech Kachoinim Achov, and it says, Boruch Hashem Alekei Yisrael Alekei Tzvokos, Yoishev Akuvim Alamozen Shechalnu, and it's no chisaron of Alamozen, because you're mentioning Hashem Alekei Yisrael, etc. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Echad Asoro, Ve'echad Asoro Riboi. Rebbe Kiva holds that there's no difference. You always stick to the same bracha. It doesn't change. Once you have Shem Hashem, it's the same Nevorech Lekeinu. The bracha doesn't change by 100 or 1,000 or 10,000. Zok Gemara Haguf Kasha Amrit, it says, Echad Asoro Ve'echad Asoro Riboi. It doesn't change. Amal Ki Adodin Inu. And then, V'hoda Ketonin, then right afterwards it says, so we already answered, that was a B'yosek Lulishita. But the Mishnah doesn't differentiate. Suddenly it says, V'hoda Ketonin, Be'meya Oimer, by 100 you say, Nevorech Hashem Lekeinu. Be'elef Oimer you say, Elekei Yisrael Yemoisif. Be'riboi by 10,000 you say, allocate tzvokas yeshua kruvim. So if he does change, it's tama astira mineu vei from one line to another. Om Rabbi Yosef loy kasha. The Mishnah is two shittas. Ha Rabbi Yosef aglili, like it says at the end of the Mishnah, that it changes by mikalois depending on the people in the call. V'ha Rabbi Akiva, this is according to Rabbi Akiva. That's not mechalik. So there's no difference. Echad asor of echad asor of boys of Akiva. And then when the Mishnah says that b'meyo b'elef b'10,000, that's Rabbi Yosef aglili. The Tanah, like we learned in the Mishnah, is gufa mechalik according to Rabbi Yosef aglili. Rabbi Yitzchak Lili Yomer, Lefi Roy Vakol Hem Avorchim, it depends on the amount of people in the call. Shenema, like it says in the Posuk, Bemikhalois, Bemakhalois Boruch Alekim. Om Rabbi Kiva, Ma'amad Tzinu Bebeis HaKnesses, just like you find in the Beis Knesses. There is no difference. If there's 10 people or 1,000 people, it's the same Boruch Hashem. So to Bezimun, you're not Mechalik. Zok the Gemara, what does Rabbi Kiva do with the pasuk of Rabbi Yisrael Lili of Bemakhalos Baruch Alekim, which implies that the whole the bracha changes depending on the amount of the call? The Rabbi Kiva high called the Rabbi Yisrael Lili of Makhalos my overlay. What does he do with that pasuk? Zok the Gemara, miboyle he needs it for something else. That lechadatanya like we learned in the Brisa, hoyrameya oimer minayin shafilu ubun shmei imon, even fetuses in the mother's womb omru shira layam, they said shira by Kriyas Yamsuf. Shenema, because it says in the pasuk, "Bemakhalos Boruch Alekim Hashem Mikol Yisrael," meaning when they gathered by the Yamsuf, even the Ubim Shemei Imon, meaning from the Mikol Yisrael in the mother's womb, they said Shira. So Gemara ve'idoch, and how does Rabbi Yosef really know that they said Shira? So Gemara mi Mikor Nafka. There's two parts in the pasuk. He learns from Mikhalos that the bracha changes when it's depending on the amount of people, and mi Mikor Yisrael. That's referring to the Afilu Ubish Abayam Omu Shira. Rabbi Kiva doesn't dash into the Kudus. He says, Mimikhalois, when they gathered at the Yam, so then Mimikor Yisrael, then the Uber said Shira. The Gemara in Saita that says, Daflamed, that Afilu Ubish Abayam Omu Shira, so there's a fascinating Hagor in the Ksaviyat Kotcha of Ripshul Leib Diskin. We have his Ksaviyat, and he says as follows. He says, Ayin Gittin Soif Perikola Get, which is the Gemara in Gittin Daflam and Aleph. Over there, the Gemara says that Isha Mapeles Beruach Kodim. a woman loses her child when there's a ruach kodim, when there's an eastern wind that comes, that causes a hapolas of lad. So what is so that's what he's saying. That's the pshat over here. What's the inyan of ubin shebe iman amos shira? What's the inyan of them saying shira? Because since the mitzrim said that the whole ness of kriyas yamsuf was a natural occurrence, every ness, the greatest ness possible, even kriyas yamsuf, the Eibusha makes a koyach abchira. So the Eibusha made a ruach kodim, an eastern wind come out, and they said, oh, it's not the Eibusha, it's the wind that's blowing open the yam. Aye, winds don't blow open seas, but that's what the koyach abchira does. It makes a person mislead him and think that that's what it is. So the Eibusha made the uben shemayam omushira. Because if it was a ruach kodim, then the shira would not have been said by the uben shemayam. Because ruach kodim shaden gemar and gittin daf lamed aleph, that ruach kodim is mapil uben shemay imon. So that's why it was uben shemayam omushira, to disprove the reasoning of the mitzrim that said that the kriyas yamsu was ruach kodim, then the uben would not have said shira. That's why he said, the pshat, that's why he's mitzayin, ayin gittin. Divrei pi chochem chen. Zog dem Orvaita, Omar Rove, halochik Rabbi Akiva. The halochik Rabbi Akiva, and that's how we pass, and there's no difference if it's 10, or if it's 100, or 10,000, the brocha remains the vorich alakenu. Zog dem Orvaita, Ravina v'Rav Chome Babuzi, ikvile v'Reish Galusa, they came to Reish Galusa. Kom Rav Chome v'Kom Ahad Rabbi Meyo. He went and searched for 100 people, meaning, like a B'yai Sak Lili, that the brocha changes between 10 and 100. So he was looking for 100. Omele Ravina loy tzichas. You don't have to search for 100. Hochi omar ove. Halochi rabbi kibit. Halochi rabbi kibit. There's no difference. You say the same nevarich alakenu. What are you looking for more? Now, kaponim da halochi rabbi kibit. So it wasn't a geya. But some shayin mamadayik from here. That when, let's say, you have 9 people. Is the yes an inyan to search now for a 10th? To be mitzar for him, to be able to say alakenu? Meaning, over here it wasn't a geya to search for 100 because there's no change in bracha. But because we pass like a bekiva. But where there is a change in bracha, between 9 and 10, is there an inyan to search? So the Mishabur, there's a Kuf Tzadi Gimel, there's a Levush. The Mishabur over there says that the Yitaka should search for more. The question is, by what number? Do you search for more when you have 4? Or only when you have a roiv, when you have 7, you have a roiv and nikar? Or only by 9 when you're missing 1? But we see from this Gemara, there's an Indian taka to be moisif in the bracha, if you can be moisif. And the question is, how much? What does it entail? When do you have to search for another one? Zog the Gemara, another meister that took place by Reish Galusa. Omar Rava, ki achlina rifse by Reish Galusa. When we ate bread in the house of Reish Galusa, mevachinon shloisha shloisha. We benched, we mevarech gimel gimel. That means we had small groups of Gimel Mezamin and we made our own Zimun. There was a big crowd. It was a big, gigantic banquet. So we didn't wait for the Zimun to take place. And the reason being is because we won't be able to hear the Mezamin. So you have to be Yoitz with the Mezamin. So we won't be able to hear him. So we made our own small little groups of Shloisha Shloisha. Why Shloisha? Once you're doing groups, so why don't you make groups of 10? V'livichu asora asora. Why don't you make groups of 10-10? So you'll be able to say Elokeinu. Zogti Gemara, Shoma Reish Galusa. If ikpit, he'll be able to hear this. If you make groups of 10, he'll be makpit. What are you making your own zimun over here? So they made it quietly. Why did they make any group at all? Why are you yaitz with the bracha of the Reish Galusa? Zog the mother, I did the afshe kuli alma loishmiya. It was such a loud noise. It was such a big, large, gigantic room. We won't be able to hear the mevorech. So we had to make our own zimun. So, ein chanami. It's rather better to listen to the zimun of one person, but we won't be able to hear him. So if you don't want to hear him, then you make your own. Which own? You only make it 3 because of the cover of Reish Galusa. You can't make 10 because then you will be makpid. Even though 10 be'etzim, you'll be mevatel the elokeinu, but in order to be able to hear the mezamein, which you wouldn't have been able to if you just listened to Reish Galusa, and yet at the same time not to cause him to be makpid, so they were mevarech themselves groups of 3. Zog the mother Omar Rabbi Tosfo. Hani shloisha de kachi rifte badi adodi. When 3 people break bread with each other, meaning they eat pas together, v'kodim chad minayu v'orich ledaite, and one of them now goes ahead and benches on his own without a zimun. So now comes the lomde shechilik. Inu nafkin bezimun didei. The 2 that remained can tell him, stay put, answer, we're going to be benching now when they want to bench, and there is yoytzer din zimun by him being mitzaref, even if he doesn't eat again, by just answering. However, Ihu, he himself, who benched already, lo nofik bezimun didu, he lost the maisa zimun. He's not yoitzer den zimun. He was mavatel the zimun. He's not yoitzer den zimun, even though he's being used for them for a zimun, but for himself, it's not called a zimun. Why? The fish ain't zimun amafreya. He already benched. There's no such thing as zimun after he benched. So he benched ahead himself on his own accord without zimun. So they can now use him still, even after his benching, to answer. That'd be considered a zimun for them. But that won't make it a zimun for him because he already benched and ain't zimun mafreya. Now, as a machlek is showing him, if this works only by one that's mevarach on his own, so he could be mitzurif to a zimun of the two that remain because they're the majority. What if two benched on their own? Could they be mitzurif now to the one that remained? Or no? Once they're the majority, then they don't have this vart that he's bottled to them. Maybe then it wouldn't work. Then it would take it, then zimun would be off. And it wouldn't be work anymore as zimun after they benched. Now in this Gemara, the yochid that benched on his own, Avada did the wrong thing. He's mevatlin for himself a din zimun. The Gemara before, when they ate Baresh Kalusa, and they made small groups of three, over there there was a reason. The reason was because they won't be able to hear, because of the afsha, they won't be able to hear the mezamen. So they had to do their own thing. So that is already a hetedika way of doing your own thing, even though you're mevatlin the din of asara. So the person can discuss, if let's say a person has a dvar mitzvah, he has to go out for something. So are you allowed to leave a zimun? Are you allowed to leave a zimun because you have to leave? Based on this Gemara, we said, the Bereish Kalusa, they had a reason to do it because they won't be able to hear him, and they won't be able to do 10 because then he'll be makbid. So what about if a person has to leave for a dvar mitzvah? Do you also have that heta, so to speak, that you got to do it because you have a reason that you have to do it? So that's a question of how many people are left besides you. If there's 10 besides you, so then it maybe would be mutter. Others, the Mishabura talks about this over there in Kuf Tzadik Gimel. If it's negay about Dvar Mitzvah, so Zok the Gemara, the last Gemara before the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel corrected Rabbi Akiva that in the shul you don't say Baruch Hashem, you say Baruch Hashem Amavoyrach. Zok the Gemara, Rafam by Papa Ikel Levei Knishta Abayi Gibor. He came to the shul of Abi Gibor. Come kova b'sifra. So Raphim read from the Sefer Torah. V'omar Baruch Hashem. He said like Rabbi Akiva. He didn't say Baruch Hashem Amavarach. V'ishtik. And he didn't continue Amavarach. V'omar Amavarach. Of Shukuli Alma, they all jumped on him. All the people in the shul, they said Amavarach. Baruch Hashem Amavarach. Like Rabbi Shmuel. Omar Rova. So Robert turned to Raphim. He said, Pasya Ukma. Pasya Ukma means a blackened klicheres because of his toiling in Torah. And so he was like a blackened klicheres. He was poor. He wasn't able to clean his clothing. So Bahadi plucked the lamalach. Why are you getting involved in the machloikas of Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? Why don't you just say Hamavarach? Why getting involved in this machloikas and say Baruch Hashem without Hamavarach? And furthermore, Hanouk Almak Rabbi Shmuel. The minig in the veld is too like Rabbi Shmuel. So why would you say Dafka Baruch Hashem without Hamavarach?
We'll stop over here by the Mishnah towards the bottom of Daf Nun Amud Aleph.